Geneva huddled up with the coaching staff. Gino DeMarco, as we noted, in his 26th year. St. Vincent head coach Ron Dulciato in his 5th year leading the Bearcats. The 8th head coach in St. Vincent history. After a 5-5 season 2 years ago under Ron Dulciato, the Bearcats finishing 2-8 last year, entering tonight's game with an 8-game losing streak. In position to snap it, but you need another important first down to get there. Crowd gets loud here at Reeves Field. Third down and 7 from the 38. The Bearcats at their own 38. Shotgun, Navarro, sidecar to each side. Two wideouts, both to the left. Play action. Swing pass. Oh, and it's a diving interception. A diving pick made somehow, some way. And it's Tyler Tan, his third of the game.
Forgot to change him to receiver after this one. The knock on defensive backs that a guy can't catch. Three interceptions in this game and a huge part of this Geneva comeback.
That pass was basically a swing pass to the left for Stasko, overthrown. And McCann, like he was shot out of a cannon, diving for that ball, and he somehow made the catch. So not only does Geneva get the stop, they get the pick with 3:20 left in the football game. That's three interceptions, all by the same man, Tyler Cann. And if you thought this home crowd was feeling it before, they really are now. First and 10 from the St. Vincent 33 after the interception. Option play right, running along the numbers, Lloyd, sifting through defenders, gets to the Bearcats 25. Now again, no timeouts here for Geneva, but they have 3:07 to work with, so time really not that much of a factor, at least as far as Geneva is concerned. Right now you just want to get to the end zone. Of course, a field goal is in play that could tie it if you need to get there. Second down and 2 from the 25 of the Bearcats. Under center is Luke Lloyd, who entered this game in the third quarter. Option play right, and this time the Bearcats stack it up. Cameron Mack and Hans White, along with Jerron Green, all three hit on the play. 2:33 and counting, fourth quarter. Luke Lloyd, I think, has maybe bought himself a starting spot next week with the way he has performed off the bench today. There's still more work to be done. Third down and 2 again from the 25 of the Bearcats. Man in motion left to right. Hand up the middle. It's Marshall. First down. And he takes a big hit by Hans White at the 18-yard line. But Marshall pops back up to his feet because he's more concerned that the first down was gained.
And this is a point where Geneva's very comfortable. Now you're in the red zone. Under 2 minutes as the time continues to tick. And Geneva is very fine with letting the time run down.
Yeah, more or less the time now, a friend of the Golden Tornadoes, if they can score. First and 10 from the St. Vincent 18-yard line. In motion right to left is Loffrey. Lloyd running left, he's tackled. Chased down from behind by Jerron Green. And that a gain of only 1 on the play to the 17 of St. Vincent. Second down and 9 upcoming. Well, last year, this could be eerily similar to last season. It came down to the St. Vincent defense for a key stop on Geneva's last drive to secure a 31-27 win. What will we have here in 2018? Some miscommunication, so it appears here, some scrambling for Geneva offensively. Second and 9 from the 17 of St. Vincent. Play action. Looking to throw. Scrambling to his right is Lloyd. Lloyd dumps it off. Marshall makes the cut at the 15. Flag thrown behind the play as Marshall continues and is tackled at the St. Vincent 9-yard line.
I'm not sure if that would be a forward pass, as we do have a Bearcat a little bit slow to get up.
The official sorting things out. Personal foul. Roughing the passer penalty on St. Vincent. So you take the result of the play and move it half the distance to the goal line with 58.9 seconds left. Well, Lloyd was scrambling to his right, just a little dump off to Marshall. I did not notice the hit per se, but the officials did. And now it's first and goal from the St. Vincent 5 and a timeout called by the Bearcats.
This is incredible. They didn't make me a liar.
You called it from the get-go, very beginning of the week. So the heck with Pitt Penn State, because this one down to the waning minutes here at Beaver Falls, PA. Geneva, after the short dump-off to Trey Marshall and then the personal foul penalty on St. Vincent, will have a first and goal from the five. 27-24 St. Vincent. Bearcats grabbed a 27-0 lead in this game. Three touchdowns by Stasko, one rushing, one passing, one receiving, and a 53-yard fumble return for a score by Jeremy Woderick helped the Bearcats to that 27-0 advantage with 8:19 to go in the second quarter. But Geneva, now with 24 unanswered points, including two touchdown runs by Luke Lloyd in the second half, two field goals by Daniel Nadar, and a rushing touchdown by Frankie Centofanti. Trey Marshall with over 200 rushing yards in tonight's game. And here we go, first and goal from the five. In motion left to right, Centofanti. He leads a pitch right. Marshall into the end zone. Touchdown, Geneva. And the Golden Tornadoes have come all the way back to take the lead, 30-27, with 54 seconds to play.
What heart showed by this Geneva team. Offense and defense, you're down 27-0 in this game. Halfway through the second quarter, you're down 27-3 at the half, and you're able to put up nearly 30 unanswered points to now have the lead with under a minute to go.
Extra point up and good. Sevla Masters makes it 31-27 on the PAT. 6-yard rushing touchdown by Trey Marshall. He has 236 yards rushing tonight. We'll come back the conclusion of this one on 97.3 Light FM. 54 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Geneva leading 31-27, overcoming a 27-0 deficit. Trey Marshall moments ago with a 5-yard rushing touchdown. Here's the kickoff by Correa. Received by St. Vincent at the 15-yard line. And the ball jarred loose at the 25, recovered by Geneva. The return by St. Vincent, and Tariq Dustin fumbled at the 24. Geneva has recovered it, and that should just about do it with 48 seconds to go.